Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I sing and I talk. I was just practicing singing my voice inside, just for me, just practicing. I can sing a low tenor or very baritone, and then I go up to high. It's just practicing the voice. I'm not singing for an audience. I listen to music, and, you know, I'm a singer and a songwriter. And a musician, because I play the piano, because I write from the ear. So I was listening to my song, and I was coming up with a good melody, what I could play on a keyboard. It's part of that dream, a dream that can come to be. But I hear these excuses and these idiots around me. I don't know. They target me because they think I might be a star, or they think I'm a star. And that's not fair for them to target me. I'm not a star, a big star. I'm not making millions or something like that. That is my goal. And it's not for them to try to target me, to try to prevent me from being a star, because that's evil. I will tell them that the universe works against people who do evil things to dreamers. That's why I talk about it. Here's the excuses that they say. My voice ain't good enough. I'm out of touch with reality with music, and I'm living near Hollywood where there are so many ages, shapes, and sizes. So many singers, millions of singers in L.A. metropolitan area, as well as artists of all kinds. This is an entertainment place. They are out of touch reality with Hollywood, the metropolitan area in L.A. That's the truth. But the excuses are I'm a crazy person for making music. My music is professionally done. I'm with Broadcast Music Incorporated for many years. I am a professional songwriter, singer, musician. My songs are out for people to buy. If you go on Spotify, you listen to it, it's professional. So when I hear the excuses, here's the excuses they say. I'm going to just say excuses and put downs and negativity. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I don't work. I don't go out and play or sing. Here's the other excuses. I'm not well enough. I'm not good enough as a singer or songwriter. Other excuses, you know? Oh, I don't own my songs. I didn't write the song. Here's all the lies and put downs. I just wrote the lyrics. Those are all dream killing negativity. Lyrics are part of the songwriting. So everybody who's a lyricist, like Hal David, who made millions from writing lyrics, you know the Oscar, the Grammys, the record companies, BMI, ASCAP, recognize both lyricists and music. But I just don't write lyrics. I'm involved with the music. So I don't understand. Those are all excuses to try to take my dream away. Or they say they sample my music. Sample my rock songs, use my rock songs without permission. They committed copyright infringement. If they did, it's another lie. It's evil. Other lies, other pedantics. They say I'm writing for someone else. I'm not. They sit on their ass and just point, look at me, and don't. All they had to do is write their own songs and lyrics. It's easy to do and practice. Don't look at me. If they think I'm a star, I am not currently a professional star. I am not like that. I'm very high functioning. Anyone who goes academia like me is highly educated. In fact, I'm in law school. I don't know how long, but even though I have a master's and I'm a doctorate in law, so they should not look at me in any way in a negative way. I'm very high functioning. They should not make judgments on my health. All that is to try to take my dreams away. Not just in music, but in academia. And, their corruption or their ulterior motives is going to catch up to them. I have been out in L.A. for many years. I came out here with a Greyhound by myself. I'm too high functioning. I own my home for almost 20 years. I'm single. And, you know, I don't know why they come over here. They even made up lies about me not owning a home, or they own it, which is a lie. I mean, I don't know why I'm dealing with mentally ill people or people on the dark side who can't who can't mind their business. And when people go around saying that I need this help, I need that help, something is seriously wrong with the system, why they haven't locked these people up. Because people like that are evil and should not be around anyone in the society. But people do like to take people's dreams away. They want to take my dreams away, tear me apart, look at me as a punching bag. If they see me as a celebrity, they should not. They should not come over here because they think I'm going to be a celebrity or not. That's not an excuse to be a criminal or to be evil. I am a celebrity, famous, yes, online. That is my goal to go further. But don't come over here to try to hinder me from going further or because I am on celebrity on the computer. It's not fair, especially if you don't know me. I came out here to Hollywood Dreams. I'm aware of the pros and cons of being in Hollywood. Hollywood consists of businesses not just in West Hollywood and Hollywood, but also in Studio City, Burbank, Beverly Hills, etc. This is the place to do it. If you want to make it in Hollywood, I would tell them, go write your own music. Go over there, rap, do your own thing. You can do it. Don't look at me to step on me or to hinder me. If you don't want to do that, then mind your business and move on. If this has to do with anything with academia, law school, stop. Go out there and study. You cannot make it by trying to step on somebody. You have to do it yourself. And some of them even had this lies about me being a leader. I am not a leader to criminals. I am not the counselor. I am an aspiring attorney. But I'm also an aspiring musician. My dream is to be a musician. I always make it a goal that I have to have something to fall back on because the pros and cons, you know. You make your dreams come true in Hollywood. As they're saying in that Pretty Woman movie, some dreams come true and some don't. But you have to make an attempt to make your dream come true. I was reminded how hard it is to make that dream come true. And one of the reasons why it's so hard to make dreams come true in Hollywood is not just the longevity, and it is definitely the rejections. And it's so many people trying to make it with some few jobs. It's also dream killers. It's also sharks. They love to take away people's dreams, manipulate people, stop people. People even said I was an amateur when I'm getting paid for my music. I'm getting paid very little, actually, scraping the barrel, like a couple dollars or so. But that is professional. And when someone asks to say something about my health or so on, how could you say about an aspiring lawyer or a highly educated person who has a doctorate, EJD? I don't understand what the point is. The point is they're trying to tear me down because they're jealous of me or any type of ulterior motive. They should not get in my way or anybody's way who has a dream. They are evil, and the evil people should be going to go to jail or something bad is going to happen to them karmically because the universe works against evil people. It comes back to you, good or evil. If you do good things to people, it comes back to you. If you do bad things to people, it comes back to you. Don't take my dreams away. And they are, in fact, trying to. Saying they lied to record labels, telling people all over the industry that I'm not a songwriter, trying to hinder my potential, make up lies about me all over the place, follow me around to harass me, and say things all the time to press my buttons. That's a sign of an evil person. And that happens to a lot of people who are aspiring, but people like that are evil. They should not be sitting around, got nothing better to do. There's other things you can do in your life. And I do take that seriously when I go for my dream. So no matter what they say, no matter what the rejections are, and yes, the dream killers, I've been doing it a long time. So I say the put downs go in one ear and out the other because they are not musicians, they're evil people. And even if it was somebody in the industry who put me down, that's just an opinion. Opinion's not going to stop me. And yes, I'm aware it's no guarantees, and yes, I'm aware it may not happen, but I believe it can happen. The way to make it happen is you believe. Yes, I have a plan B. He says, that's one something else, too. But I'm not going to give up my dream for somebody who can't not stop coming over here. You know, it really is sad that I talk about this because it happens to me all the time. If someone in the industry is interested in my music, then come to me directly. Do not come and just look around. There were some people I heard, well, I want to tell you, please don't come around if you're not interested. I like to deal with people directly who are interested in my music. If someone comes around, don't say anything. There must be some crazy person or some criminal. They're not. I mean, I don't want that. But it does happen to people who actually do it, but that's my goal, to get to the top, get that hit record as a singer or just as a songwriter. Anyway, it's a success. Success can happen. And that's my dream. But this is a Hollywood place. It really is.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream. So keep on dreaming.
Yes, I'm going to keep on dreaming because it is Hollywood. Yes, I know some dreams come true, some don't, but I'm keep on dreaming to make my dream come true. Good day, good night. So don't listen to the excuses. Don't listen to the negativity. I'm studying. I'm too fat. Don't listen to those people. They're not doing anything. They want to hinder my dream. Don't listen to them. Listen to me. Those people are evil. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.